Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of the Kartik Inspirations. Today here in Vrindavan is the Bahulastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, where at 12 o'clock all the pilgrims, all the villagers, all the people who have come to celebrate Radharani from New Delhi will take their midnight bath in order to invoke the mercy of Radhakund. Radhakund, as you must have heard, is the place where all the Tirthas, all the sacred rivers, all the lakes who contain the special potency have come. Srila Prabhupada once remarked about Radhakund, the land in Radhakund is not expensive. You can make an ashram there. Then Prabhupada looked around to his devotees and questioned them, "What will you do there?" The devotees answered, "Preach." Listen to Prabhupada's response. "No, Radhakund is not for preaching. Radhakund is for relishing." Again, Prabhupada paused. This is a good idea. When we come to places like Sri Dhamma Radhakund, we should know that even Krishna worships Radhakund. At times when Krishna has not the personal audience of Radharani, because she has turned into a sulky mood where she lovingly rejects him. She doesn't really reject him. Her heart longs for him, but in order to teach Krishna a lesson, to be more careful with her, her gestures, her facial expressions tells him, "Don't come close here, Syamasunda." So at that moment, Krishna, who knows that Radhakund is identical with Srimati Radharani, will come there with flowers and with incense, and he will offer this worship to Radhakund in order to obtain the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Radhakund is for worshipping, for relishing. And when we are well nourished by this, then we carry in our hearts a divinely inspired taste, a taste that everyone who comes in contact with us will feel. "Preaching is very easy," said Prabhupada. "Just show them how happy you are." And that is only possible when you have relished and become nourished by Radharani's kripa and by Krishna's kripa and by Guru's kripa and by Gauranga's kripa. Radhakund and other such very, very holy places are for filling our own batteries. Wishing you all the best, and I know I have not talked about the six principles which help us how to stay on the wave. That will come in the next episode, but Bahulastami, or Krishna's arrangement, came in between our own plans, and to stay on the wave of Braj means to respect, acknowledge and follow Krishna's arrangements willingly. See you for the next episodes. Yes, there's a small addition here. Some say, basing their statements on Jiva Goswami's writings in Gopal Champu, that this is not the actual time of appearance of Radha Kund. But it is celebrated like this, and devotees like to celebrate. Why not one time? Sorry, why not twice? Why only one time? Yes. Also, I wanted to say, how can you practically worship Radha Kund today? Let me suggest to you a simple way. Take a photo of Radha Kund. You can use even a digital photo, and then sit in peace, take an incense or a light and offer it to Radha Kund and Radha Rani, and simply connect in devotion with them, and you will actually feel you have been there and you have celebrated. You can also take a mental bath, but these two first mentioned ways are immediately effective. I wish you a happy celebration of Srimati Radharani.